Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined me tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It's a program specifically designed for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. That's what Gospel Gold is all about. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. You see, Africa is where it all began. Of all the lavish gifts Africa has given to the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion, rhythm and religion. When our first ancestors came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals, and from the spirituals came gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who are resilient, who have overcome adversities, and are continuing to keep on going and fighting to the end. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour melody of songs, but each week we bring to you the most stimulating, the most harmonious, the most richest sounds that we can find from our people's history in the gospel recording industry. That's what Gospel Gold is all about. We're about the history of preserving that great history of our people in the gospel music industry. If you are a gospel music lover, we invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Go to the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Don't forget to like. Become a member of Gospel Gold. There you will find the programs that we've done for last season and the programs that we're going to be doing this year. You'll find the link for the program each week on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. All of the programs here are archived. That means you can go back to the Facebook page at all times, at any time, and you can click on whatever program that you would like to hear. It would take you directly to that program. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play. You'll also find articles about various gospel artists. We also have a call-in format. You can call in and you can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. That area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call in tonight. You can speak directly to us in the studio. So we thank God for all of you who are tuning in tonight, those of you who are listening over the internet, those who will hear this program long after it has been recorded. We thank God for all of you tonight. We pray that something be said tonight that will encourage you to keep on giving God the praise. Let us pray. We always start with prayer. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this tonight. We thank you for another episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, as we go into our program tonight, that you will bless us with your kindness and with your love. In your precious name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for tonight, but before we do that, here is one from Victor Johnson and Free, Jesus is a Rock.
Jesus is a rock. And when I'm weak, yeah, yeah, he is my refuge. I'm a living God. Yeah.
Is he your rock? Is he your rock? Did he bring you out? Did he deliver you? Did he set you free? What's his name? What's his name? What's his name? Call him like you love him. Oh, 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 Lord. Somebody tell him yes.
Listen, let me say this. What is the difference between us sitting here tonight and the person who's out on the street, who wake up on a grate, then get up that morning and go and put a sign around their neck and say, please, God bless you, we'll work for food? All it takes is a phone call for you to realize that your life has been changed forever because of a simple tragedy. The dividing line is his grace. Sister Toya Smith.
Our program is featuring those pastors, those singing pastors. It has always been an extra benefit to have those pastors who are not only choir directors, but those pastors that are sometimes lead vocalists in their choirs. It has always been a drawing card for the African American church. It's always been an extra benefit to the worship service when the pastor sings or when the pastor leads the congregation in singing. And so tonight our program is featuring a few of those pastors that are singing pastors, those pastors that direct their congregation and their choirs, lifting up the hymns of Zion. And one such pastor is Dr. E. Dewey Smith. Dr. Smith can be seen on most of your YouTube channels. You can find him there. He is the senior pastor and the teacher of House of Hope Church of Atlanta, Georgia, and the House of Hope of Macon, Georgia, one church in two locations, with a membership roll of over 10,000. He's a proud native of Macon, Georgia. He has been a minister of the gospel for over 30 years. He started his preaching ministry at the age of 17 and his pastoral ministry at 19. God has highly favored Dr. Smith by allowing explosive growth and outreach to accompany his ministry. Dr. E. Dewey Smith is a learned man. He received a Bachelor of Arts degree from Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, graduated with honors. He received a Master of Science degree from Umbridge University of Montgomery, Alabama. And he earned his doctorate of ministry degree from the United Theological Seminary in Dayton, Ohio. Additionally, he is introduced or inducted into the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Board of Preachers at Morehouse College as a distinguished preacher. Dr. Smith has served on the board of directors for the Morehouse School of Religion, as well as United Theological Seminary and Bible College in Monroe, Louisiana. Dr. Smith is also professionally involved in media, film, and television production. He has produced media and film for over 25 years. He has served as a co-host of the first daytime faith-based panel talk show produced by Warner Brothers in Burbank, California. He is a humble man. Dr. Smith has been honored to share his ministry across the world. He has served as keynote speakers and some of today's most renowned platforms. He is international in his efforts to minister to five generations, and his ministry impacts persons from all socioeconomic classes. I wanted to bring before you this pastor tonight. He is greatly known for his singing and bringing the congregation into the service with him. Listen to him as he does Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, and Higher Ground, as he leads his church, House of Hope, Atlanta, Georgia.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my arms, oh, thou art holy, oh, do
mercy would you let me at throne of earth? Find a sweet relief, would you find? Contrition, kneeling,
come on,
like that, deep contrition, would you help, help my unbelief, we're calling you, say,
one more time.
We're calling you, say.
Have an old church. I'm from the country. That's where the old folks.
I'm pressing on.
We're gonna get you out of here.
The upward way.
We have an old church.
New heights. I'm gaining each and every day. Still praying, onward bound, plant my feet on higher ground.
Lord, lift me up. Come on, I thought I had some country folk inside of myself.
Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table, a higher plane, no higher plane than I find. Plant my feet, Lord.
just need the few folk from Mason Avenue, from Tilson Road, from the folk who not ashamed to admit you still remember and love old school like the preacher. Yeah, I'm a young old man, like some new stuff, but love the old stuff too. Can anybody help me say like this? Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table. No higher place that I have found. Oh yeah, plant my feet, plant. Oh yeah, I see the young folks, they do everything. Lord, lift me up.
The call and response of the pastor has been a part of the African-American church from the very beginning. From the early pastors to the pastors of today, that call and response has always been a part of the African-American church. It builds the excitement for the sermon, and many preachers would sing just before they preached. It was a movement of spiritual movement in the house of God. and part of the exuberation of the service. Nobody does it better than Bishop Gilbert Patterson, Temple of Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Memphis, Tennessee. Listen as he brings the congregation and the choir into When I Get Inside.
Oh, when I get inside. Oh, when I get inside of the gate.
Have enough voice on this one. I was fishing a few weeks ago, and Brother Spike, he goes with me, and he just kind of pays me no attention when I go off into my world out there in the lake. And a song dropped into my spirit that I don't know if I've heard it in the last 40 years. And I start singing it and humming it. And of course, when I gave this to the musicians and the choir on Monday night, I think this ended up being their favorite. It just simply says, oh, my record will be there. Be its pages dark affair. When I stand before that judgment bar, oh,
open wide. In that morning, by and by, oh, my record, oh, my record, it will be there. When I stand before that judgment bar, oh, and when the book shall open wide in that morning, by and by, oh, my record, oh, my record, it will be there.
Church book, and I've got heaven secure. One day we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and I got news for you. Even that thing done in the dark and you thought didn't nobody see it, I want you to know your record is going to be there. Come on, tell three people, your record and my record will be there.
Gospel Gold is brought to you in part by Faith That Lives Ministry, and you too can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App. It starts with the dollar sign, one word, gospel gold, the number 22. Gospel gold, the two G's are capital, and the number 22. You can be a supporter of gospel gold. We are broadcasting in stereo tonight. You can hear this great music in stereo. One other minister I wanted to bring to the forefront tonight before our time runs out. We're talking about those pastors, those ministers who have been instrumental in directing their choirs and even being a part singing lead in the choirs. And one such man is Reverend Gerald Thompson and the Tennessee Full Gospel Baptist Church Choir. Reverend Gerald Thompson emerged as one of the most America premier gospel personalities. He wrote and arranged and recorded such songs as Everybody Ought to Know Who Jesus Is, Your Deliverance Is in the Praise. He wrote the song Hallelujah, I Found Him, his Billboard hit Jesus Is a Rock. Respected for his unique style, talent, and ability, Reverend Gerald Thompson was summoned by some of the gospel's music icons to lend his writing and producing skills on their individual projects. A few of the artists that he has worked with, the legendary Swanee Quintet, the Lumsey Sisters, Tommy Ellison and the Five Singing Stars, Reverend James Moore, the Arkansas Fellowship Mass Choir, the Oklahoma Fellowship Mass Choir, we'll be featuring them pretty soon, and Velma Watkins and the Angelic Community Choir. Reverend Gerald Thompson is co-producer, and he's a Stella Award winner. He has worked with such people as Donnie Peoples, and he has been on various television programs such as Salem on Time. He's also a writer and arranger of a popular hit song, God is a Good God. He recorded for Bishop Paul S. Martin and the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Choir. Reverend Gerald Thompson also experienced some personal success, recording 6 releases on the Atlantic International record label. Let the Church Say Amen, Live in Chicago, Deliverance in the Praise, Everybody Ought to Know Who Jesus Is, and I Can't Stop Now. Reverend Gerald Thompson is founder and president of Gerald Thompson Ministries Incorporated and the GT Gospel Music Recording Company. He served as pastor of the Greenwood Missionary Baptist Church in Lamar, Mississippi. Reverend Thompson was blessed and happily married to his best friend and partner and his wife, Ms. Vicki Renee Thompson, and he passed in 2013. But I wanted to bring this great man of gospel to us tonight. He has been instrumental in the gospel field and in writing and arranging all of the music that he has been recorded by him and by the various choirs and the various artists that he has worked with. Reverend Gerald Thompson, tonight, with our theme, It Will Be All Right.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Thank you.
Pastor Gerald Thompson at the Tennessee Community Mass Choir. Our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Don't forget to tell somebody about Gospel Go. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. 1 hour, just 1 hour only. We bring you the very best in the music that our people have recorded, the great work that we have done in the gospel recording industry. Don't forget to go to the Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share. On that Facebook page, you can find all the information about Gospel Go. You'll find some of the music that we play there. You'll also find a new edition that we call History Speaks. Click on that. We're doing interviews of people who are making history, people who are teaching history, people who are scholars, people who are book writers, and people who are just lifelong historians. Go there and click on those events called History Speaks. You'll be glad that you did. We want to remind you that on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, there's a very important program on the Time for Awakening website. Go into the search portal and type in Black Reality Think Tank. It is a program hosted by Dr. William Rogers, a program that is very important to the African-American community and to the African diaspora. So we invite you to listen tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time for Time for Awakening, the Black Reality Think Tank. So we pray that you will have a good week, that you will join us next week for a new edition of Gospel Go. We know that Gospel Go is going to be on. It's going to continue to work and continue to go forward as we bring you the great music that our people have recorded over the years. We pray that you will continue to listen to Gospel Go, that you will tell somebody about Gospel Go, that somebody will hear Gospel Go and tell others about it. So until we see you next week here on Gospel Go, we pray that you have a great week. We're going home tonight with Pastor E. Dewey Smith, and God has smiled on me.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Thank God. Smile on me.
Anybody remember that one?
He's been good to me. Oh, yes, he has.
I just sang that in 1999 on L Street.
Saying God has. Come on. Smiled on me.
25 years later, still saying, he set me free. Set me free. Still singing the same song. My, my.
I'm singing God smiled on me.
He's been good to me.
Oh, yes, he has.
I sing it over on L Street.
Amazing grace.
Lord, have mercy.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Anybody can sing that with me?
I once was lost.
Lord have mercy.
But now I'm found.
Anybody remember?
Was blind, but now I see. Help me, say it, y'all. God. Smiled on me.
Anybody remember that one?
He has set me free.
Lord have mercy.
As I look back over my life, I can testify that God smiled on me. He's been good to me. That was my song. Oh, yes, he has.
Here's the verse. Here's the verse. I want to ask y'all a question. Listen.
Have we all had nights we toss and turn all night long? Or we've cried tears sometimes because we didn't have peace of mind.
Y'all remember that one?
And when Satan whispered and told you, child, the Lord forgot. You know what happened, House of Hope? The Lord will step in. The Lord will step in. Won't he step in right on time?
Yeah, God. Come on, let me hear you. Do I have a witness? Smile. He has set me free. And I give him glory this morning. I give him honor this morning. As I look back over my life, I can testify that God. He's been good to me.
He's been good to me.
Come on, y'all know that. He's been good to me. Anybody know that? He's been good to me. Has he been good to y'all this morning? Has he been good to y'all this morning? Listen, hit me down. Listen, y'all. Listen.
God is good in the morning.
Y'all remember now?
He's
say he's good at midnight hour.
Good is the midnight
hour. Say he's good in the
morning.
He said every time he's good in the evening.
Good
he's good in the midnight hour.
Good is the midnight
listen, listen, listen.
Hour.
He'll hold you in the morning. Help me say it. Won't he
hold you in the evening?
Won't he hold you in the midnight hour?
Hold you in the
I wish somebody help me say it. He'll hold you in the morning. Won't he hold you in the evening? Won't he hold you in the midnight hour? Y'all listen, listen, listen.
He'll touch you in the morning.
Help me say it. Won't he
touch you in the
won't he touch you in the midnight hour?
Touch you in the midnight
say he's good in the morning. Say he'll hold you in the evening. Say he'll touch you in the midnight hour. We see that 25
good in the morning.
He'll hold you in the evening. Y'all know that one. He's good in the midnight hour.
Good
I thought I had somebody who was with me back on L Street. Y'all done got brand new. Y'all forgot. It ain't been 11 years. Am I the only somebody who can look back over my life and say, he's been good. Matter of fact, he's been better than me than I've been to myself. Could have been gone. Would have been gone. Should have been gone. In spite of it all, he's been good. Had it been good? Had it been good? Had it been good? He's been good. Me. Now tell your neighbor, neighbor, if he had not been for the Lord who was on my side, well, I'm sorry, we got dignitaries in here.